Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is James from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and also confidential. Let me ask you, sir, what is your zip code?
11106.
11106. Thank you for that, sir. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
You're registered. Okay, perfect. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Human being.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. And sorry for that question, to be really honest with you. Sorry for that question.
No, it's good. It's okay. I'm considering myself a male.
Thank you, sir. And what is the year of your birth?
Huh?
What is the year of your birth?
1950.
1950. Thank you for that answer, sir. Let me mark that down in here. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Sí.
Yes, for example, Mexican, Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, South American.
Mestizo, Mexicano.
Thank you for that, sir. Let me mark that down in here. And what is your race? White, black, American, Indian, Asian?
Mexican.
Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and continue. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
PhD. Thank you for that. Let me mark that down in here. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or where you were not able, or you were not able to vote?
I voted
for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
But I thought you said this is a private thing. Why are you asking me this question? I'm a Democrat.
Oh, okay. Okay, not a, okay, the Democrat. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably
certain,
vote?
Most certain.
No. Okay, thank you.
Certainly
and on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? On 0 meaning that not okay.
I know.
Thank you.
100.
Thank
I'll
you.
Definitely
and
vote.
Thank you, sir. And on a scale from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
That's a all right. Is there any more questions? Because I need to go.
Yeah. Well,
how long is the service?
Around 5 minutes or so, sir, to be really honest with you.
5 more minutes?
5 more minutes. Yeah, I don't want to lie to you. Around 4 minutes or so.
Yeah, because I'm in the car right now. I was about to start driving, but, you know, I answered the call and...
If you're not able to continue right now, what about if I call you back later?
It's okay. I mean, what else can I say?
What time works best for you, and I can call you back.
No, it's okay. I mean, I gave you enough answers. What other answers do you need?
Well, the thing is that I don't know exactly how much questions we have left on the survey. That's what I'm asking.
All right.
If you,
keep going on. Keep carrying on. What else?
Okay, thank you. Now,
let's do this quick.
How much? Yes, and let me read it for you in this case a little bit faster. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and please rate how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Will you say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or not disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I agree with some, I disagree with some. I don't know, that's what I would agree with.
Okay. Not a problem at all. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you for these elections this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters to you a lot, matters somewhat, or does not matter much, or does matter, or it doesn't matter at all for you.
No.
For example, mm-hmm. protecting the LGBTQ rights.
Mm-hmm.
It matters a lot to you. Matters
somewhat.
Yes. Doesn't.
Yes. It matters a lot. Everybody has to have rights.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
What's the question again? I'm sorry.
Sure. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Matters a lot. Okay. And
yes,
protecting and protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not much matter, or does not matter at all for you.
It matters a lot. It matters a lot.
And elections for Congress, for example, House of the Representatives or the Senate, matters a lot, somewhat matters.
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. Okay, thank you, sir. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, you can say nothing will stop you to vote. You want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient for you, you will vote, and or you have a doubt, you will vote, or no change at all that you will vote. For example, protecting the LGBTQ rights. That will stop you to vote. You will probably vote, or
I'll vote. I will vote. It will not stop me from voting.
Okay, and the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
I would vote.
Protecting abortion rights?
I would vote.
And election for Congress, House of the Representatives, or Senate?
I would vote.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else? Or you will not vote? Or you're on this side?
No, I would vote for a Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. Okay, and if the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom you will vote? The Republican candidate for the Congress, for example, the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or you're on the side?
Democrat.
And if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote in the 2024 election, for example? Much more motivate, somewhat motivate, no change at all
for
you? Somewhat.
No change at all for me. I would definitely vote.
Okay, and how much, if anything, have you heard about the Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? You will say that you have heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all.
I didn't hear much about it.
Much about it, not much. Okay. Now, here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York this November, and says like this. Add anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or you're on the side?
I vote yes for protection.
Or you will vote yes. Okay. And based on the reading of this statement or this amendment in this case, do you think this amendment will have this? Let me read the options. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers and disabilities, prohibiting housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, or strengthen voting rights protections.
I'm confused with the whole length of this question. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay. In this provision, case, let me go ahead.
Let me ask you again. Let me clarify.
Sure.
Provision one, it was to protect, to change the constitution in New York State to protect the rights of the marginalized groups, like the LGBT and abortion rights and all that stuff, right? That's what you're saying.
That's right.
Correct?
If this
law's pass, it means give rights to illegal immigrants to vote? Absolutely not. Who said that? I don't understand the whole question there.
Okay. If you don't have an opinion on that, don't worry. Let's go ahead and move on, okay?
No. Can you ask me the same question again? I want to understand what the question is.
Ah, okay. Perfect. Now, based on what you hear of this amendment, do you think
what people talk about in the media and
yes.
all the stuff?
Yes, on your opinion. That's right. Now I'm asking you, from the ones that I just recently read to you, which one will you select? What if you don't have an opinion, just let me know and we can move forward. I mean, it's up to you, sir.
I'm going to choose the not opinion about it because I hear all this. I know, but what I'm saying, I hear all sides. I hear crazy people saying, this thing is going to give rights to illegal immigrants to vote. That's bullshit. Not that what it is, but I hear that kind of stuff. But also I hear people, this is going to protect the women's right to choose and, you know, the rights of LGBT, but, you know, and it doesn't mean removing parents from their health, you know, whatever. That's my opinion. I don't know how you can answer it.
No. I got you. Don't worry about that. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes for the amendment? Probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely say no on this amendment?
No, the amendment for protecting the rights, I was for yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Now, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop number 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights?
Definitely vote.
Okay, more motivated to vote. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning that you strongly disagree, and 10 meaning that you strongly agree. Now, let me read it to you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving a hands out to immigrants.
Oh boy, these immigrants, they are victims, they are villainized, poor people. 3.
3, okay, perfect. Now, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Define children.
For example, children, we can say it between the ages of 8 from 15, we can say it.
Agree. 8.
8, okay. Now, it is important to protect the most vulnerable.
I'm sorry. You say without
you
the parents' consent? No, you said the question was without or with the parents' consent.
The question is that if the children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender, for example, if they can have information related to gender changing. If you agree, for example, that they know the procedure about changing their gender.
The question is, can the children have information about the procedure without the parents' consent or with the parents' consent?
Without their parent concerned.
My answer is I disagree.
Okay, perfect. Let me mark that down here. Now, it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society for discrimination.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
My pleasure. For you,
mm-hmm.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
Yes, definitely we should protect them.
Okay, and on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Now, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10. The government cannot discriminate. Yes.
Okay, now, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. For you, strongly disagree or strongly agree on a scale from 0 to 10?
10. It's none of my business.
Okay. Now, it is important to protect trans, jaunt, and protect access to gender-affirming care?
Yes.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
Perfect. Now, everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural backgrounds or place of birth.
to drive?
To drive, yeah. Let me read, spell it out for you. Maybe I mispronounced that. It will be T-H-R-I-V as in Victor E. Is the word. T-H-R-I, T as in toy, H as hello, R as in road, I-V-E is the word.
Deprive?
Yeah.
I don't know the words to be honest with you. T-H, you said?
T-H-R-I-V-E.
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, English is not my, you know, I learn English. It's not my native language.
Yeah, I got you. Not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and move with the next one, okay? Let's go ahead and move with the next one. I don't want to get you confused. Now, it's more important to do things for all the New Yorkers rather than slagging out some groups. On a scale
all
of zero.
Work. All New Yorkers.
Oh, okay, thank you. And everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Ken.
Perfect. Thank you. And we're almost done. Just a couple of questions. And my apologies. There is a short statement about Prop 1 that says like this. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on permission, person ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health territory, and autonomy. Will you say yes, you will vote, no, you will vote, you're on the side, or you will not vote at all?
Yes, I will vote.
And over the course of a survey, sometime things change, and it is okay if you answered did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states like local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain, probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not going to vote.
Certain.
Okay, perfect. One second, let me mark that down in here. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat convincing for you? Let me read you the statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allowing kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parent consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get hands out. Or a statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. there are simple about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
I agree with B.
B. You agree with B. And perfect, we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said about motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. For example, 0 meaning that you're not motivated at all, somewhat motivate, or extremely motivate if you think that is a 10. Now, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack for anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the wits of out-of-touch politicals who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent lawyer of protection that needs to stop that from happening. For example, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much would motivate you to vote that?
10.
Now, we're almost done, sir. And once again, thank you for your patience and your help. Now, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not protect the rights of abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all the New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. Motivates you to vote 8. Okay. And the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elect politicians, accountable to the standard of equal protections for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elect leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
7.
Now, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in these elections, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, treat them the legally of the same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity in civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect the rights of New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, this motivates you.
This not 7.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, things change, and it is okay if they not. But once again, there is a text on Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. For example, add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual or sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. Will you say that in this election, that if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no for this amendment? Or you're on this side?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, sir. And after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices, and ballot issues that we just mentioned at the start of the service, sir?
I would vote.
Okay. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a parent, single, separate, divorced,
married? Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years?
Children under what?
Under 18 years.
18 years old? No.
No. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm leaning Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Why do I want to give you that information?
I know, and I understand you, sir. But I think it's the last question of the survey, sir.
I don't know if I want to answer that. Let's say 1 million.
Okay, let me mark that down in here, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a really good rest of your day, okay?
You too, for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Take care. All right, take care. All right. Ciao, mi hermano.